Welcome to Homeroom.
Hello.
Welcome to Homeroom, the only show where the door is open.
But it's not.
Just because Darren just left.
Gosh darn it.
Cut that in before I said the other word, too. I already cut it.
Yeah.
Editing Jack already cut it.
I edited
the last podcast that we recorded today.
Oh.
And I was just working on it the whole time.
Having a good old time.
It was pretty nice, honestly, because I didn't have that much to do in journalism, so I could actually just work on stuff that I was going to work on at home.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
Had a good time.
Yeah. Darren's going to be on this podcast.
Yeah, but...
Someday, somewhere, somehow.
Yeah. Someday being today.
He had to take a wicked whiz,
As his words...
That's verbatim.
Yeah,
that is his
verbatim.
Words. I learned the words verbatim the other day.
Yeah, I knew it.
I never knew it.
I knew it. It's just I never really use it, because...
It's a good word.
Yeah.
Solid word. Would you rather be 3 feet tall or 9 feet tall?
Just wondering. Because I'm already closer.
You are you? Oh, yeah. You're just barely closer to 9 feet.
Yeah,
than
like 2 or 3 inches or something. I don't know.
You're 2 or 3 inches closer to 9 feet than you are to 3 feet.
Yeah. He is not closer.
Welcome to the podcast. Friend of the podcast and enemy of the podcast, Darren James Babcock.
Hi.
Is that your name?
Yes, that's my name.
Oh my god, I just guessed.
Yeah?
No, you didn't.
I probably
knew that.
You knew
before,
it at some point.
It was in my subconscious, but
yeah.
I didn't.
Jack Christopher.
How dare you call me that?
Quinlan Lamont.
James Mosher.
Lamar.
McIntosh III.
The third.
Jones. Somewhere in there. Yep.
Full legal name.
Buster Scruggs.
Tallahassee University.
Anyhow,
how's your day going, Darren?
It's been going. I feel like this should be like Wednesday, but it's Tuesday.
Dude, I woke up this morning and I went, oh, it's finally Friday. And then I thought to myself and went, yesterday was Monday.
Yes, that means today is not
Friday,
silly. Today's
not Friday.
This week is actually taking so long for me.
It really is. Yeah.
And it's terrible and I don't like it.
It's okay, though.
I wish I could just... not come for the next 3 days.
I mean, I'm not going to be here for part of Friday because I'm doing a job shadow.
Hey!
You have a job shadow? Who are you job shadowing?
Chris Wortman.
Oh, are you hoping to engineer things?
Yeah, like architectural engineering.
Oh, you told me that.
I did.
Oh, good for you.
Oh. We forgot to announce that, gentlemen, you'll need to make sure yourselves out of the locker room.
I'm going to edit over the sound of Charlie Brown teacher talking.
Our guest star. Mr. O.
Thank you, Mr. O. That was a great thing. Do you have to go get some stuff?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because you're in basketball.
I'm in basketball, but currently I'm not playing.
How does that feel, Darren?
It sucks. Because I really want to play.
Yeah.
Is our basketball team going to be good?
I don't know.
He's thinking.
We're
said next
1-3 right now, so that's not great.
And you are missing Braxton.
Yeah,
and
This is Braxton's last game as a senior, which is kind of sad.
How was he allowed to play?
Wait, what?
Because I haven't heard what happened.
What happened to Braxton?
He broke his wrist.
I didn't even know that.
He broke his wrist in like football.
Yeah.
What?
And he was just playing with it.
Yeah.
In basketball.
Oh, that's not smart, buddy.
Yeah. So he has to get surgery.
Jackson had to get surgery on his hand.
Yep.
They have like 3 people out, right? Is it 3?
Well, it's
going to
be 4 soon.
Yeah.
But
you,
like,
Jackson,
yeah.
Braxton.
After this week, though.
You should be in.
I should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
Because you have some hip stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
Is labrum?
Like hip flexor, labrum, strain.
What'd you do to that? Do you know?
Strained it.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. Yeah, just...
I yanked on it.
Messed it up somehow.
Darren, do you think you could beat a kangaroo in a fight?
Heck no.
Yes, you
could.
Those
things are absolutely jacked.
I like how you started defending other people.
Yes. I could take a kangaroo,
no,
dude.
You can.
I don't care what happens.
Okay.
I'm killing it.
Have you listened to the podcast?
You are going to walk up to the kangaroo. He's going to sit on his tail, kick you with his leg
square in the abdomen.
Square in your chest.
That's why I weave.
And your heart is going to stop.
Dude, that's not going to happen, dude. I'm telling you.
I feel like I weave. 1-2.
Yes.
Right,
I'm telling
you. You are not beating a kangaroo.
No, but in the life or death situation, you get the adrenaline going. I'm telling you,
that
adrenaline's
matter.
Yes,
female
I'm
kangaroo,
claw
you pull
off.
Out the pouch, jump in it, punch, punch, punch.
Yeah, you get protection.
No.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, life or death, I'm beating a kangaroo. Worst comes to worst, I die in that situation.
Have you seen the inside of a Korean kangaroo?
It's disgusting.
Have you seen like the inside pouch. Of a pouch?
No.
What do you imagine?
Yeah, what
forgetting
do you think it
that,
is?
Forgetting that Quinlan just said it was disgusting, like what do you imagine? It's just like
you think
a fuzzy
it's,
pouch.
Yeah, you think it's fuzzy,
fuzzy
right?
Pouch, yeah.
That's not. You were sadly mistaken.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it.
Is it like gross and slimy?
You're going to have to
see. And it's like bare skin?
You're going to have to see.
No.
It's straight up the kangaroo, like, so like... How in a human, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very
yes,
much.
Yes,
this wrong yes. podcast.
Baby.
Not the right podcast.
Like is grown in a uterus, right?
Yeah.
Straight up, in a kangaroo, the baby Joey is, like, formed in the pouch.
So the pouch is like the womb.
The kangaroos, yeah.
It's practically. Like, yeah. I think they have, like... Oh, I'm not going to say that. I don't know.
You should show
I can't,
them.
I'm trying to find a picture, but it's not... There's no picture that's just, like... You know, just straight open. Let me find a video of it.
Yeah, there's a video on YouTube.
Because it
I'm
is
sure.
Some pouches are in all marsupials, isn't it?
I don't think so. I think there's like
what's
three.
A, what's a marsupial?
It's
what's
a mammal?
What classifies this? So am I a marsupial?
It's a mammal.
It's
a different. I don't think they're mammals.
It's different from. It's. I said it's like a mammal.
So I'm sure there's some classification.
It's different from a mammal.
They have to like jump.
No.
Yeah, they have. Kangaroos.
I think they have to have a pouch.
They're mostly in Australia.
Maybe.
Kangaroo. Oh, there's the video of this guy trying to get inside a kangaroo. Let me skip in. That's looking inside. Yeah, that's straight up. It's just. Oh God.
Yeah.
It's straight up the inside of a kangaroo.
No.
That's not awesome.
I saw the video that they can like, not open up their pouch so that their baby Joey will be, like, trying to jump in, and then they'll just, like, fall right out.
Yeah, yeah,
they
can, like, push them out.
Yeah,
like,
they can
like,
push
get
them
out. Here.
Yeah, it sounds great.
They're, like, evicting them.
Yeah, they're evicting their son.
You're too old. Get a job.
What classifies...
get out of here.
What classifies a marsupial as a marsupial?
That's a good question.
What... is a marsupial.
Maybe it's like the opposite of an amphibian. It can be on like land and air.
Or like a quokka.
That's like a
or
bird.
Or a quokka. Yeah. Have you seen quokkas?
I don't think so.
No. A kiwi?
Oh, I've seen that thing.
Oh.
They have those at the... have those at the O. Henry Dorley Zoo or something?
O. Henry Dorley
whatever
Zoo.
Whatever it's called.
They're so
Omaha
gosh darn adorable.
Henry Dorley Zoo.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I don't know where I got O. Henry.
Oh,
I
never
got
mind.
It from
they
the
O'Hare
Airport, I think. It's called
O'Hare. Have you ever been to the John F. Kennedy Space Center.
Where's that?
Oh, Florida. Space Center.
No,
I've never been in Florida.
I've been.
I've thought you went to Florida, didn't you? I swear you said something.
My mom did.
Have you gone to the John F. Kennedy Space Center in Florida?
I did.
Was it sick?
It was sick.
Yeah. What was there? Like space
like
stuff.
Space stuff.
Was it like a planetarium, or was it like more of a museum?
It was more of a museum. Oh. Like those cool science museums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's
like
an
that.
Aviation. Museum somewhere in Nebraska.
There's
I don't know, my father and my brother
of museums,
but it was cool. There was like a bunch of old like full scale like fighter jets and airplanes from whole different eras.
A grandpa would love stuff like
oh
that.
My god, that's true. That's so true.
Yeah, I've gone to many museums in my life. I love the museums that are like interactive stuff.
Like, oh, yeah, like...
Oh.
Yeah, like
there's
the science
museums.
Like, the science museums, yeah.
They always have something you can do.
I think you could bring me to, like, one of those little kid science museums.
Oh, yeah.
And I still have a blast.
As a little kid...
I still have such a good time.
Like, once every few years, we would go to the Kirby Science Discovery Center in somewhere.
Is it?
Wait, let me Google it. Because
there's one
in
Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, maybe, that I went to before?
When I lived in Arizona, there was, like, this ginormous science museum.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it's called, but it was, like, the coolest place ever.
Oh, yeah. I love the ones that have, like, the walls of, like, I don't know what how
just
to
like
describe
stuff.
It.
Like, pictures and words.
My specific, like, it was a wall and, like, you know those little toys? I don't know how.
I think I know what you're talking about.
I don't know how to describe it, though.
Kirby
on
Science
podcast.
Discovery Center's in Sioux Falls.
What are those, like, you can buy them at, like, Walmart. It's just, like, a smaller version of it. And it's like a square mm-hmm. with, like, the glass. It's like plastic here. And then there's, like, space in between. And then there's this
what?
Black part. But then the space in between has, like, the little individual, like,
plastic things that come up and out. So you can like flip it over and put your hand in it. Kind of looks like elevation.
Yes. I know. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're talking about?
Or like, I don't think anybody in the podcast knows what I'm talking about.
No. Wait. I have an image.
Can you pop that up on the podcast, or is that too much? Is that a lot of work?
Well, I mean, I can't put images on video on audio.
That's a good point.
So
I make that just the picture of the frickin'. Yeah, you should make that the picture of the podcast.
The picture. I have two of those.
Wait, we need a picture for the podcast.
Have you seen like
we do
those?
Need a picture for the podcast. Here, I have a.
Have you seen those things where it's like sand?
Here's me with a big one.
There's like a.
Yes. Like that.
Like those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen those things with like sand, and then it like puts a topographic?
I've seen
like
those.
It projects a topographical map on it or something,
and then like
so you like move the sand and it changes color to show elevation.
Do you want
to
hold the image taker? Because I've held it all the time. Great picture. Lovely.
Beautiful.
That's for the cover of this podcast.
You're going to be famous, Dan.
You're going to be famous.
I guess so.
Your voice and your face, but not any of
it. Now anybody that didn't know what you look like can put the face to the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah. I was always so confused whenever I saw radio personalities' faces.
Yeah. Oh, as a little kid. There was a big one.
I saw a picture of Andy and Tasha from Hot 104.7
Yes.
Sioux Falls. And I was like, oh my God, that's what they look like?
Wait,
I did not
what did they look like?
Well, they look like normal people.
They're just normal people.
It's just like, you know, when you hear someone.
And you imagine what they look like.
Or like when you read a book or something. You're a book nerd, aren't you? You're half a book nerd.
I enjoy reading a book.
Yeah, like how you have an image of a person, and then their cast is Shailene Woodley in the movie, and you're like, what the nuts? That's not what I imagined.
Yeah.
You know? Is Shailene. Wait, I need to make sure that joke made sense. I need to make sure.
It probably did. And even if it didn't, you know it does.
Yeah, Shailene Woodley. Yeah, Divergent is okay. Let me get that tab back up since you wanted it so badly.
Wanted it so badly.
Hey,
Theron's got a cool coconut Shailene bracelet Woodley. And.
Which one? Oh.
Yeah, she played Triss.
I never read those books.
You never read Divergent?
No.
What's your favorite book, Theron?
I don't know.
Is it Skilganon?
Maybe.
Do you have a favorite?
Skilganon.
Do you have a favorite series of books? Perchance?
I don't know.
By the way, marsupials so are mammals, apparently.
Well, so is it just a different word?
A lot of books, so I don't even remember them all. Like, a lot of good books is what I meant.
Yeah.
What so genre are you a fan of?
I dabble.
He's dabbling.
I read around.
He's a dabbler.
You're a dabbler in books?
What books I've read, do you like, science fiction. I've read, like, whatever the Percy Jackson series are.
Oh, yeah? Those are, like, fiction? Greek
fantasy,
whatever. Yeah. Action?
Action, yeah.
You've read James Patterson?
Yeah, I like James Patterson. Like, murder mystery. Yeah.
Oh.
Thriller, I guess.
What do you read, Jack?
I don't read.
Well, yeah, but when you do.
I read whatever books my mommy is like, hey, you should. At this point, that's what I read.
Yeah,
and
really?
I have, like, one more book that I have to read for high school. And then I'm never going to read again.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
I might read if my mom's like, hey, you'd love this book.
See?
I just read Wiki. Okay. This is going to be a long analogy, but it's going to make sense eventually.
Uh-huh.
You know how me as a picky eater, you know how if you don't like something and somebody makes it and they'll be like, you'd like it. It tastes kind of like chicken.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Uh-huh. It's like, you're going to, it's very good. Type thing. That's my mom when it comes, well, food, but then also books, because she'll be like, oh.
Sorry.
she's like, oh, you'd like this book. It's kind of like Wiki Pages.
And you're like, no.
Because I just read Wiki Pages.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, I just I just read Wiki Pages like crazy.
That's cool.
Because I
just like about random facts.
Yeah, about random stuff.
That's
why you're in Quiz Bowl.
That's why I'm in Quiz Bowl, yeah.
That's why you always win Quiz Bowl.
That's why I know about Days of Our Lives. No, we lose significantly more than we win.
Oh.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I need to check with Gade on if Quiz Bowl next semester is going to be much. Anywho. But.
Anyhow.
I read Wiki Pages, and then my mom is like, oh, you should read Daisy Jones and the Six, because it's kind of like a Wiki Page.
Was it?
No. It was not. Well, it was kind of like biographical in nature. It was fictional, but it was biographical.
That's my thing.
Shut up with that Velcro.
Jesus Christ. Bless you.
Thank you. That's the thing with books. I can like enjoy a book, but I can't enjoy a book more than doing anything else in the whole world.
No. Yeah, I can enjoy a book, but I can't enjoy a book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I would much rather, like...
just do something else?
Yeah, talk to any person in the world.
Yeah, do quite literally anything else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a snowman.
That's why I struggle with books.
Yeah, like, I want to find... I would love it if I could, like, find a book that trumped watching TikTok. But I don't think it'll ever happen.
They're probably out there, I guess.
It'd have to be a crazy
right book. For you. Well, half of the page is Subway Surfers.
Okay, I could get down with that.
And then the other half is like
reading to you.
Actually, yeah, it's reading to you. Yeah. Oh my God!
It's like
there's a thing. I think there's a thing where you can paste like text into this generator, and it'll make a video with Minecraft in the background, and it'll read it to you.
Okay, that's how I'm reading every book from now on.
Yeah, you could put a book in there, and then because I swear to God,
awesome.
This is the most like. Alternate reality, dystopian type stuff. But like, I'll sit and on TikTok and I'll start watching a video, and it's the freaking Minecraft parkour.
Yes,
and then it's a Reddit story.
Yeah, it's like an AI voice of like, "Am I the butthole? I left my wife for a man, or whatever."
What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you? So when I was a kid, my stepdad went to me, and
exactly,
it's just all of that.
And
I'll be like laying there, and I'll watch it. And then I look at like how long the bar has been going, and I move it to see how long the video is.
Oh, and it's like
10 minutes long, and I'm like, I sat here watching a 10-minute video documentary on the history of the Rizzler.
Yes. I'm like, oh my God, what does my life come to?
What am I doing with
myself? I could read at least like 2.5 chapters in a book, probably, maybe.
2.5?
Well,
in 10 minutes?
I was thinking 2.5 probably. Because James Patterson has like 3-page chapters.
That's not how Daisy Jones and the Six was. What was the other book that I read? There was a book where the chapters were straight up like 2 pages.
See, I love that so much though, because I cannot stop.
Because then you feel like you accomplished something.
Well, I mean, yeah, I could read like 2 and then be done for the day. But also, like, I can't stop in the middle of a chapter.
Yeah, exactly.
Because then I don't remember what happened beforehand in the chapter.
I didn't like so in Daisy Jones and the Six. It like loosely is based on Fleetwood Mac. And, you know, the band Fleetwood Mac.
I've heard.
Yeah.
Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. And it followed them, but the entire format, that door's open. The whole format was, it was in an interview style. So it was like there was a documentary going on in an interview, and it would be just like, this person, Daisy said, Tommy, blah, 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 blah. Who were the other people? Karen. Blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what it was. And it just went through like eras of the band.
Oh.
So that's how the chapters would be like a lot of pages. And I would like have to stop mid-chapter.
Yes, that's so...
And it would frustrate me so much. Because then I have to be like, I stopped on page 241.
Yeah.
In the middle of the page.
And then like, yeah, I have to like find where I was in the page.
Yeah, I hate that.
I don't really remember what happened before.
Yeah. But Darren, you like books.
Yeah.
Taxing. It's so taxing.
You want to defend
reading? Like, I don't know. I like to find, like, when it's summertime, I used to sit outside in a lawn chair with, like, lemonade or something.
Nice.
And I would just read.
See, but instead of reading, I would just scroll TikTok. That's what I would do.
Honestly, vibe of getting, like, just reading a book, it's a very simple thing to do. And it's very nice.
I hate it.
I once just like, I drug a chair out into the middle of a pasture and just sat down and read.
See, I feel like I do that when I'm like 60.
I did do that. I did that. Because I'm stupid.
And I don't know. Like, I feel like I would do that when I'm like 60.
When you're 60?
Yeah.
Why not be 60 now?
Because I don't want to be 60 now.
Why not?
Because I ain't 60.
But I think it's the simple pleasures of doing boring things.
Yeah, I can do boring things when I have nothing to do, now.
Yeah, exactly. You have nothing to do now.
Yeah, but I could have nothing to do now and do nothing.
Simple
or I could
joy,
do,
you know? Go on a walk. Sit down on a cow pie. Go on a walk. Sit on a rock.
I don't want to.
Have a nice
talk. Cooking a walk.
Cooking a walk.
Darren,
on Twitter, go to Grok. What's
get a wet sock.
Get a wet sock?
Oh, that's terrible.
That's not a simple pleasure.
That's not a simple pleasure. That's not a pleasure at all.
I was just thinking rhymes.
That's a simple mispleasure.
Displeasure? Mispleasure?
Yeah, something like
that. Sort your socks.
Sort your socks.
Sort your socks. That's a simple pleasure.
And it's super boring.
Yeah. Well, come on. Put on a movie. How many socks you got?
Go meet the Rock.
Go meet the Rock.
That would be fun.
Go meet the Big Show.
The Big Show.
What is a marsupial?
Oh, yeah. Let's get back into that.
Marsupials are a diverse group of mammals belonging to the infraclass Marsupiala. They are natively in Australia.
So it's just a different type of... It's just like it's an animal family.
Their unique reproductive strategy where the young are born in a relatively underdeveloped state and then are nurtured within a pouch on their mother's abdomen.
So they all do have a pouch. Darren knew this.
Living marsupials encompasses a large range of species, including kangaroos, koalas, opossums, possums. Yeah.
I didn't know koalas had a pouch.
They don't. They cling to their back.
But like when they're being developed, do they not? Do you get developed in a pouch?
No, they cling to their back and get developed there, I think.
Dude, that'd be sick if you're a little baby koala. You're
just like hitching a ride.
Yeah, your papa's carrying you around and you're like picking leaves off the trees.
I hate to be that guy, but I did one quick Google search and koalas do have a pouch.
You're kidding me.
Females have a special pouch, front facing or backwards facing.
Oh, that must be what I was seeing.
I would like to think that if I was a baby koala, I would choose not to
look
go
at those
in the pouch.
little pouches. Look at those little koalas with their little koalas in their pouch.
Don't they have chlamydia? You know that?
Have you?
They do.
They do. Have you heard a koala sound?
No, it's not. It's scary, isn't it? It's not. It shouldn't sound
terrifying.
Yeah, it's like. Okay, I was wrong.
That's what it sounds like.
That makes
I'm not
it sound
even
like
getting
happy.
You. Let
like
me.
A little piggy.
Okay, now I gotta go to YouTube. They straight up just go.
But like not happy sounding.
I don't
sounding.
Care about Les Schwab. I'm trying to get a koala. Bless you.
Thank you.
God, may God bless your heart and soul.
May
Australian male
America.
Koala mating call.
Jesus, oh my God. Sorry, audio listeners. Oh my God.
That's a koala.
That sounds like a pig.
I would not find that attractive. What do you think makes it more or less attractive to the females? You think it's the more guttural?
Oh, the more guttural it is, the more females
like
them? Yeah,
the more guttural and loud. Maybe there's like a wimpy guy. It's like, he's like a freaking loser. Guy goes, yeah, he's a loser. He don't get no play.
He don't get no koala play.
Poor guy.
Poor guy.
Have you heard... Have you seen that... I sent a TikTok to Quinn, not a nun, and it was like bird sounds that are just terrifying.
Dude, there's some like this one bird that sounds scary. Like a screaming child or something.
Yeah,
what?
Scariest.
That sounds scary. Where is it from?
I don't know.
Scariest bird sounds. Short.
The scariest bird sounds in the world.
That's a kiwi. That's what a kiwi
That's
sounds
kiwi.
Like.
No.
We have little kiwis here. That must be a flipped
we did not
up kiwi.
Have kiwis.
Yeah, we got them. Oh, they aren't.
That's a kiwi.
That's not Shoe a kiwi.
Bill. We have Shoe kiwi. Bill.
That's a gun.
It sounds like
nope.
a drive-by.
Dude, and Shoe Bills are terrifying looking.
Where, that was
yes,
he making like the
those
boom,
tall
boom?
Guys that have like the...
They look
mean
like
look?
Demons.
Yes.
Are they the ones that go...
Yes.
The ones that were on TikTok?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, but it completely depends on the way you look at it. Because, like, this image, it looks kind of funny. Like,
yeah, he's just chilling there.
He looks
kind of
funny.
The face on.
If you get the lighting right, this is the scariest thing in the world.
Look at it. Wait. There was a... I want to see if there's the one from TikTok.
I need to just put
yeah,
on
look
the cover
at
of this podcast. It's going to be the picture in black and white.
Wait.
And then it's going to be
okay.
a picture of one of those plastic things with
oh,
a
yeah.
topographical.
That thing.
And then it's going to be a Shoe Bill.
In the inside of a pouch.
No.
No.
I'm not putting the inside of a pouch.
Shoe Bill. Should, this is from at Liam.MrKen. _, sorry.
That's a Shoe Bill.
How is he making that noise?
By clattering his like little jaws. Okay,
that's not
great.
Scary. That's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, we could do that.
What is that?
A loon. It's a type of duck. Bell bird.
That's just cool. Oh, that's sick.
Horn screamer.
Horn
Oh, that's funny.
That's not scary.
That sounds like a dog. That's the sound that Toby makes when he's writhing on the ground. He's like rolling around. And he's going. That was a great.
They didn't have the one. There's like this really freaky one.
Scariest bird sounds. Stop scrolling.
Stop scrolling.
Stop scrolling.
Do that one.
Scariest bird sounds in the world.
Scariest bird sound. This one.
That's got to
oh
be
Oh, my
fake.
God. Wait, I need to find an individual video without this British guy going,
look up,
liar bird. That's
liar
what it was.
Bird?
Liar.
That's scary. That's How terrifying. Is he crying?
Liar bird says, no sunblock.
No sunblock. No sunblock.
Oh, I think... Oh, these are the ones that imitate stuff.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, so that one was just abused.
The amazing lyrebird sings like a chainsaw. Okay, sings is kind of a...
Yeah, chainsaw don't sing.
I'm waiting for this ad to stop. I hate this ad.
What would you teach a bird if you could teach it?
If I had like a parrot?
Yeah.
I think that would be pretty fun.
That would be
having
fun.
Having a parrot. Have you seen? They're kind of goofy.
They are. He sounds like a car alarm.
It's the same bird. Oh, wow. He's just going for it.
What the heck?
The bird is making that noise.
Dude, he looks like a carpenter.
So he just...
His...
That's kind
of
fun.
That's hype. Oh,
dude, he
looks
like a carpenter.
He just said superb.
Superb.
So they can just just imitate stuff. So you heard a guy cutting down a tree
in
the forest and then just went...
Yeah. What do you think would be the coolest environment to put him in? And they can just like copy
just like
all
a busy
put him like in the middle of the ocean where the waves are just really loud.
Oh, so if a bird showed up and went... That's my best ocean impression.
Yeah, that'd be sick. He just like flies up to your house.
That would actually be really cool. I think put him in a busy cityscape and see what he picks up on. Does he make all of the sounds at once, or is he like just one person? Like,
yeah, like having a conversation.
Going down.
Yeah.
I feel like he'd pick up on individual people and just kind of like ping pong back and
forth.
I
like to think he's like sitting on top of a like wire, and he starts like how that
he starts
like
singing.
That,
it's just like his full volume of a city.
Yeah. Like how that one bird that was the chainsaw was doing the chainsaw, but was also doing like the sound of the tree cracking and like saws and stuff. I like to think they would just be like, and like the sound of,
yeah. Can I get a $5 foot long?
And a siren like all at once.
Exactly.
I gotta get one of these $5 foot longs.
Can I get a Philly cheesesteak?
And they were roommates.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
put a lyre bird right in the middle.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should train one.
Yeah, right in the middle of Times Square.
How do you get a liar bird?
I don't know, but we need to figure out how to erase its memory. We need to erase its memory and then
we have to get one in an egg.
Reteach the get it
I'll
in
go
the
like
egg.
This until he hatches.
And then he's gonna pop out of the egg and go.
Yeah, your hands are humid enough because they're so sweaty.
That's
all the
true.
Time.
Actually, I should see if I can hatch.
You could
a baby.
Be an incubator.
I should.
Okay, it's time for the end of the episode.
Okay.
So I just gotta say thank you for listening, by the way.
Yeah,
everybody.
Thank you.
I just needed like something to start fading in the music, you know.
Yeah.
So you can catch me on Instagram, TikTok, or Twitter at Jack Schieffer. Darren, you got anywhere that you want to be known
for?
You
just lost your bracelet.
I did, but it's I put it back on.
All right.
Where do you want to be known for at?
You can find me at school sometimes.
Okay.
That's true.
Quinn,
you can go to my house.
You can just go to his house.
That'll be fine. I'm there probably.
Well, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time on
Homeroom.
Homeroom.
I timed that so well.
It's the end of Homeroom.
Homeroom's over. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, gang.